Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Hey guys, I know we're all working so hard to stay fit and healthy at home. So check out my app. I have free daily 7-minute workouts. Download the app. It's Jillian Michaels Fitness app. Download it. Do the 7-minute workouts. You don't need any equipment. There's total body workouts, ab workouts, leg workouts. You get a new one every single day. And if you want more, obviously, there's a heck of a lot more in the app. There's over 1,000 different exercises. All of my DVD workouts are in the app. I can customize a workout for you in the app. There's freaking yoga, kickboxing, HIIT training, outdoor runs, bodyweight training, free weights. There are thousands of recipes, no matter what your diet preferences are. But at the very least, please do the 7-minute workouts for free.
All right, I'm going to welcome everyone to the show this week, because we're going to start right up with a wonderful return of one of our favorite guests. We have Dr. William Lee, physician, scientist, and the author of the New York Times best-selling Eat to Beat Disease, The New Science of How Your Body Can Heal Itself. Dr. Lee, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Lee.
Thank you very much. Hi, how are you, Jill?
Oh, Doc, I've been better, and I'm so glad you're here. And I'm going to tell you why I've been better, and then which I think you know, and then we all seek your help. So I think my children will be out of school now. I anticipate, I live in Los Angeles for all of the 2021 school year. I've lost hope. And I'm not trying to sound like a callous jerk. Like, I've heard all kinds of stuff, and this is something I'd also like your opinion on, but it's like, one day I hear a study that children spread the disease like crazy, and then the next day I read a study in Politico where an epidemiologist for the state of California said they didn't see an abnormal amount of outbreaks for kids in daycare. But are we ever going back? Oh my God. And if so, like, how and why am I hearing all this different stuff? And it just, I can't make heads or tails of it, and you can't get a straight answer, and every day it's something new. Like, what is there hope? And if so, like, what does it look like?
Right. Well, you have just articulated the question on everybody's mind, including mine. And because this pandemic is so new, this is a novel coronavirus, like we've never seen this before.
Right.
We're figuring this out on a day by day, week by week basis. And that's as confusing to me as it is to you. The difference, though, is that, you know, I have the responsibility of sort of keeping my eye on the ball and trying to figure out, how do we communicate this in the right way to our parents, our kids, our teachers. I'm actually on a reopening a health and safety committee for a school in Massachusetts.
Right.
So
right.
I know a little bit from the inside out what some of the concerns are. And also, I'm in touch with people that are modeling the pandemic, people with the CDC, and also looking at the big picture, as well as being a researcher. So here's kind of what I've been telling parents. First of all, it is very important that we try to get our kids back to school. We try to.
Okay.
And it's very important that they continue to learn, whether that's physically in school or not. We've got to kind of keep that part of our lives and their lives moving forward. Education doesn't stop. Learning doesn't stop. Kids are, you know, they're sponges. They're looking to try to keep learning things. Like, we as adults can lock down and then we get bored. And then we, you know, kind of get antsy. But kids, you know, they're, if you remember when we were young, you just keep moving forward. So we need to do something to actually feed that natural hunger as the kids kind of move forward into the fall and into the winter, into the spring. That said, the biggest concern is safety, right? Because we would never send our kids, you know, out into a lightning storm or, you know, into, you know, a place, a country with civil war. And that's really kind of where we are right now. Is it safe to send our kids physically back to school?
What's the truth? Are they vulnerable? Is it random? Yeah. I don't even understand anymore. Like, what is the truth, Doc? Such
an important question, Jill. And just in the last week, we're beginning to, the last couple of weeks, we are getting new information that represents the current state of knowledge. And so that's where we have to be a little patient to follow the bouncing ball. It's like watching a baseball or a football game. We need to kind of figure out what's going to happen at the next inning or the next quarter.
That's a great analogy. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, or if you're in a movie, think about, you know, like we're through the first act. Now we're in the middle and let's figure out how the script, how the narrative continues. So we're following the story. Okay, here's what we know. In the very beginning, we thought it was only older people and people with diabetes and, you know, who are really sick and that were going to be vulnerable. And the younger people were okay. Well, a ton of older people got sick. And at the time, we didn't think the younger people were getting sick. But we didn't have the right measurements at the time.
Right.
And now that we've got tens of millions of people around the world and the research is being done around the world, here's what we've discovered. It's still true that older people are more vulnerable. But what we now know is that younger people, high school, sort of, you know, 0 to 10, and then 10 to 19, let's say, all can be infected. In fact, we know that they tend not to get as sick, but they still can be infected. In fact, just last week, it was a very important paper came out to show that kids less than 10 years old can have 10 to 100 times more virus hiding in their body. And we don't know if they're spreading it. It doesn't seem like they can be spreading it, but they're still able to be a sponge for the virus. Now, the older kids, so that's kind of 10 up, you know, like middle school, high school, they tend to be, it looks like they can actually spread it to each other. And we're seeing this, by the way, in summer camps, that they're not masking. We're seeing it in, you know, schools that are opening and having to shut right away. But here's the thing, we can intercept this virus and keep kids safer with the same principles that adults are safer. We got to wear a mask. You got to have as much distance as possible. You got to try to teach classes outdoors. You got to limit the kind of traffic in cafeterias. You know, so there's some real common sense things that we could do. Like I said earlier, you know, when we were raising our kids, what did we do? We put caps on the sharp table ends. We put covers on the electrical outlets.
Right.
You know, we didn't keep, We made sure they didn't wander by the swimming pool. They could fall in and drown. This is no different. Like, we need to actually just remember, like, the fear factor is over. Let's get practical now. Let's make sure kids are
love
right?
that. Okay. Yes. That's a great way to put that.
The rules haven't changed for kids as they are for adults. Wear a mask, physical distance, wash hands, use the outdoors to your advantage. I mean, you know, basically, if you're lucky enough to live in a place like California or any place where the climate tends to be good year round, they should be teaching class outdoors. They should be eating lunch outdoors. I mean, you know, how great is that for the kids, right?
Doc, the outdoor thing, that is just simply because the air is not circulating in a closed space. Yes, we presume that there'll be a breeze and the virus blows away, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
that's what this, that is.
This, Yeah, well, listen, we know that the virus hangs out in droplets. So you know those people that talk and they're splashing and spitting all around? So yeah. A mask blocks that and protects everybody else. But some particle can still get out sometimes. And if you're outside, whoosh, the wind just carries it away. And this is about dose. In your indoor space, you have more chances of getting a high dose of the virus in an enclosed space, right? So think about, here's another great example everybody relates to. Birthday party where you blow out the candles. If you're in a small room, after the candles are out, the smoke's around, it smells like blown out birthday candles for a while, right?
Yes,
But if you're outdoors or on a deck and you blow them out, boom, you're like back out in clean air, fresh air right away. So same deal.
Okay.
Outdoors is good because it disperses the harm.
And this concept of, see, this is where I get a little confused. It's like, well, we could do half days. And I'm thinking, what does a half day have to do with whether you're indoors, outdoors, wearing a mask, not wearing a mask? Like, this is when you just sort of look at it like, what is that? And do we, what do you do if you're in Wyoming and it's 20 out and you can't go outside? Yeah. Or we just, do you think in certain parts we're just waiting for this vaccine? And I got to be honest, I would love your thoughts on that, because there's no way we're getting that anytime soon, is there, Doc? I mean, we got to know it works for at least 6 months, right? And is safe. Yeah.
So first of all, the reason for the half days is really to de-densify the population in the hallways of a school.
Okay.
You got half the kids in there, you have half the crowd, right?
Got it.
Think about it. Even if you space the kids, 6 feet apart from each other in a classroom, when the bell rings, the kids are flowing out. You remember when we were in high school and junior high school, like everybody is like elbow to elbow. And so by de-densifying, it makes the kids able to stay more safely apart. So that's the simple explanation. The issue about cold environments where you're like in the mountains of Wyoming or New England where I live, after about Halloween,
it gets pretty cold. Right.
Yeah.
It's freezing.
Right.
You can't eat dinner on the sidewalk anymore, Doc.
I know. Well, I'll tell you, some schools are thinking about setting up tents outside and bringing in heaters to be able
like a
to
yurt
really
kind of thing.
Kind of.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
I mean,
I would take it.
I'm in. outward bound at school, right? I mean, it's possible. And and then other things is that, people are thinking about opening up windows to be able to get the cold breeze in, but having space heaters or heating inside. So we have to, what's the right word? Improvise. If Gilligan's Island could do it, we could do it.
Excellent point. Excellent point.
Okay. And then the last part about your vaccine.
If you had to guess at a realistic timeline, like what would that even look like, Doc?
Yeah. So there's a couple of different factors that are really important for us to be safe going forward. And I'll try to give you my best guess on things. First of all, a vaccine is very, very important because that's how we vaccinate against smallpox, polio, measles. And, there are in this particular instance, this is a little bit of a white knight coming in to help us out. Okay. We're waiting. We are waiting for it. But, there are very, in real life, there are very, very rarely is there a superhero that can make everything better overnight. So in addition to a vaccine, by the way, those of us who are, I'm in medical research and biotech, I can tell you there are at least three or four really good vaccines that are moving through the development, the testing smoothly. And so far, all signs are positive. So we're feeling pretty good about it.
Really?
We think that the first test will be finished. So we'll know if we have a winner or not. Probably early, mid-November, we'll know if we have a good vaccine. And by the way, we might have more than one. We might have two or three that are going to mature around the same time.
Incredible.
Now, having a vaccine And right now, they're making a really unprecedented step. So while the tests are finishing, the companies are making hundreds of millions of vials available. They're manufacturing them so that in case this is positive, they'll have the vaccine available right away. You don't have to wait another 3 months. However, having the vaccine successful is completely different than making sure we can distribute it fairly to everybody, right?
Got it.
So
that's the one now, I didn't even throw out. Okay. Yeah.
So think about, here's a really important thing, I think, for all of us. You know, if we're good citizens, we want not only a vaccine to be available and safe, we want it to be fairly distributed to everybody. Right. This can't be, you know, only for, you know, the 1% of the 1%. We need everybody to have it in order for the vaccine to work, because you need everybody to be immune and vaccinated. So that is why the big companies that you're mentioning are thinking it's going to take a while to distribute it to everybody.
I see. Right.
So we have to. So think about the pandemic like we're on the Titanic and it sunk. Now we're, you know, what is it? Jack, you know, hanging on.
Yes.
To,
Jack and Rose.
Jack and Rose. You know, like looking
Cindy's Jack.
Door.
I'm Rose. I'm on the raft.
So the vaccine that may be the testing that may be coming around the corner in November is kind of like looking at the rescue ship that we can finally see in a horizon.
Okay.
Now, between the time that you can see the rescue ship and the time it gets to us, we're still kind of in danger. We're still floating in the North Atlantic. We're still hanging on to the raft.
Got it.
So we just need to hang on long enough until the ship can rescue us, right?
Yeah.
So that's the other way to think about the time it's going to take. This is, you know, we all want like an overnight success, but this is, we're in this for the long haul. And the longer that we are not on the same program of wearing the mask, social distancing, and wash our hands, the longer that there are people that are not paying attention to the common sense, you know, and is the longer it's going to take for that ship to reach us, you know?
Yep, I totally understand. We will be right back with Dr. Leah. We're going to be talking about seasonal foods to help you feel and perform your best.
You guys may have noticed that I've become obsessed with the power of our microbiome to improve our overall health, whether it's immunity or metabolism. And I mean, so much so, I've done vlogs, blogs, had experts on the podcast. It's definitely been a huge focus of mine as of late. And fortunately, we have a sponsor of the show, a company called Seed. And they're a daily symbiotic that has a formulation of 24 unique probiotic strains in one dose. Health benefits include digestive health, skin health, heart health, gut immune function, gut barrier integrity, micronutrient synthesis, and the list goes on. So check it out and start your path to a healthy gut. Visit seed.com/Jillian or use the code Jillian for 15% off your first month of the Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/Jillian or promo code Jillian, seed.com/Jillian.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. William Lee. And as you know, Dr. Lee is an MD and a medical researcher, and his specialty is eating to beat disease, hence his New York Times best-selling book, Eat to Beat Disease, The Science of How Your Body Can Heal Itself. So we want to talk about foods that are going to be great for us this fall. Now, I've got the list ahead of time, of course. I did my homework on this here. So first on the top of the list, Dr. Lee, is citrus. Is this the obvious, right? We always think, of course, vitamin C. But why is that at the top of your list?
Well, citrus, you know, I'm not only a scientist and a doctor, but I'm also really like food. And so one of the things that I love, so let's start with citrus. Citrus has got that nice, tart, juicy sweetness with a little bit of acid that can cut through, you know, lots of other flavors, and just really complements a food in general, and also lights up our taste buds. It's a great way of activating our taste sensations. And that's really the first step of eating, is that you got to like what you eat.
Of course.
So whether it's something that's juiced like citrus, or whether it's something you eat as a slice, or whether you cook with it, you know, citrus is so versatile, and it is actually a fall winter fruit that actually comes in all these oranges and different types of citrus fruits that are really amazing. Contains vitamin C. We know that if you're deficient in vitamin C, your immune system goes down. So you want to make sure you top off your immune system by having enough vitamin C. So citrus is really great. Now, if you aren't really certain about citrus, because, you know, maybe not everybody likes oranges or grapefruits or that type of vitamin C, you can always find vitamin C in, for example, guava. It's got like 10 times more vitamin C. So, you know, I like to be kind of like versatile in thinking about foods that are healthy. It's not about one food, you got to eat a ton of it. It's sort of thinking about, why is it good for me? And then how do I, you know, switch it to actually change it up a bit so I can really delight my taste buds.
Okay, Doc, I got a question for you, and I don't know if I'm being ignorant here or not. We've heard a lot about, oh, take vitamin C, because it helps inhibit the replication of a virus. Is this true? It's like, then people go to take vitamin C pills. Is that even a legitimate solution or a option? Is it as bioavailable as getting it in your food? Can you overdo it? I've seen people get into that and get crazy and upset their stomach. I mean, like, because people go, oh, vitamin C, and then they go buy it, and then they OD on crazy amounts of vitamin C. Can you weigh in on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, it's always better to get whatever our body needs from whole foods, always. And it's always better to get them in fresh foods if you can actually get access to the fresh foods. A supplement was originally developed. The whole idea of a supplement was actually developed if, you know, people were really deprived of foods and then they couldn't get it. So then you took a pill. You know that old, you know, pirates getting scurvy
on the high seas? Yes, absolutely. Yes.
We are no longer pirates. We actually have access to fresh whole foods, and we're not in the high seas. You know, all you got to do is go to your grocery store, if you can get access to a grocery store, and buy fresh foods. So I always tell people, besides the vitamin C, as an example, that you would get in citrus or guava or, you know, some of these other amazing sources of vitamin C, you're getting all these other amazing natural chemicals that Mother Nature put into an orange or a guava that also activate our health defenses. So why wouldn't we want to have more bang for our buck, more power to the punch, more health value than simply, you know, swallowing a tablet?
Chestnuts. You're the first one to ever recommend this to me, or to us. All of a sudden, it's about me. And what's the? I've heard walnuts. I've heard pecans. Chestnuts is the first time. What's up with chestnuts?
So, actually, for a different reason than walnuts or pecans or tree nuts, we can come back to that too.
Okay.
But first of all, chestnuts are sort of a classic fall nut, and it comes from the chestnut tree. And if you've ever seen a chestnut on a tree, it comes in this spiky container, and when the tree drops it, it drops, and the spiky shell opens up, and now you've got these the little chestnuts that are in there. I'm starting with the foodie part of it because I think that people need to understand how tasty they are. You can roast them. You can peel them. You can actually cook with them, and you can make stews with them. All these incredible ways of using chestnuts that they use in Italy and France and in Asia. Chestnuts are used in stews and in stir fries, and you can bake them and you can snack on them. So what I'm saying is that this is so
right.
tied
how
to
did
culture.
How did I not even realize that? A water chestnut is what's in a stir fry when I get like my veggie Buddha right. veggie mix or something. That's what that is.
Well, that's a water chestnut, which is
totally different.
Talking about it.
Forgive me, I'm not a chef, Doc. I can't cook at all. Okay, so the nut, like when you go to when you go to New York and they're like on the little street stands.
Yeah, that's what. I was
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you. Sorry, I show my ignorance. People are like, she's a fraud.
So here's what's in a chestnut. This is what researchers found. There is a natural chemical called ellagic acid. And ellagic acid, ironically, is the same thing that Mother Nature put in strawberries to make strawberries tart. But in chestnuts, they're not tart. Okay? So this is why you can switch it up, like I was saying. But a chestnut's a fall. Strawberry's summer. Chestnut's fall. You want ellagic acid? You can get them in chestnuts. And what does ellagic acid do? It activates our immune system. It actually makes our immune system work even better. And something that most people don't know is that cancer researchers have even found that the ellagic acid that you'd find in a chestnut can rip off the camouflage that cancers use to hide from our immune system. And so it's even protects you against cancers growing inside our body. So helps our immune system perform better, tastes great. It goes back to culture. Look, I mean, everybody's got access to Google. Look up, your favorite recipe site, chestnuts stew, chestnut stir fry. You'll see them everywhere. And they're a great nutritious snack. Plus, they've got fiber, which helps your gut health.
All right. Now I'm like, ellagic acid? That's actually the first time I've even heard that. Now I'm obsessed now with ellagic acid.
By the way, also one of my favorites is try making chestnut soup. It is just an amazing fall soup. You can make it with a vegetarian broth
if
you want.
Cindy knows she can do it. Look at her smug little face. She's like, I can do the Jill.
Oh, excited. I love chestnuts.
She's like, maybe I'll drop some ellagic chestnut soup off at your door in my mask. Yeah. I like it. Okay, I'd have to be really nice to Cindy now. She's the only one of the two of us that can make our chestnut soup here. Doc, apples. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, not you, hopefully, in our scenario. But so there's truth to that then.
So there absolutely is truth. First of all, an apple is filled with fiber. When you're chewing on an apple, if you keep on chewing on it, it's kind of fiber. See, when you swallow it, when I was in medical school, they were like, oh, well, the fiber in an apple keeps your gut moving. So you're regular.
Right.
And that's probably true, but actually there's a much more powerful reason that the fiber in an apple is good for you, because the fiber that our body doesn't digest, it turns out our gut bacteria, our microbiome, loves to eat it. And so what we now know is that
it has insoluble fiber. That's insoluble fiber, right?
When
we break it down, insoluble.
Our gut bacteria breaks it down.
Got it.
Microbes break it down.
Got it.
Guess what? When they break it down, you know what they metabolize that insoluble fiber into? These tiny little fragments that are anti-inflammatory, that help our body metabolize blood sugar better, that keep us from becoming, that help us process fat so we lower our cholesterol.
Yeah.
Good for our metabolism, builds our muscles. And so the bottom line is an apple a day actually helps keep the doctor away. For sure. And then on top of that, the peel of an apple, and this would be the argument for getting organic, because if you eat the peel, you don't want, the risk of having chemicals studded, embedded into the peel, right? It's really hard to wash away chemicals. So that's where natural organic tends to be better. The peel actually contains another natural chemical called ursolic acid, U-R-S-O-L-I-C, ursolic acid. Actually helps your circulation. So if you're a fitness person and you're working out, you want that ursolic acid to help your muscles stay with good blood flow, get oxygen so it can actually work out, get that definition. It's a kind of a fitness thing.
Ursolic
acid, yep.
Okay, next one, mushrooms. Now, is this one of the only foods that actually contains vitamin D?
First of all, mushrooms are delicious. And if you've never learned to love mushrooms, there's so many ways to prepare them, so many types of mushrooms to try it. And they're virtually found in every culture, no matter where you come from. You know, you can find some way to make mushrooms that will relate to your own background. So that's the one thing I want to tell you about. And by the way, you don't need a fancy, you know, crazy exotic mushroom. Even the lowly white button mushroom that you can get in any farmer's market or any grocery store has got something really great in it. I'm going to tell you about vitamin D, but I'm going to start with an immune boosting natural chemical called beta D, as in David, glucan, G-L-U-C-A-N, beta D glucan.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay, and, I got you.
And beta-glucan is an insoluble fiber that feeds our gut microbiome, and mushrooms have it. And it's not just in the cap of the mushroom that we love to eat. You know, most people, when you buy mushrooms, you cut the stem off and you throw it away and you cook, eat the cap. Tell you, the stem has twice as much of the beta-glucan, twice as much. So you want to eat the stem. So cut up the stem, saute them, puree them into a soup. So many things you can actually do with mushroom stems. It's got twice as much. The caps are good. Stems are twice as good. And a white button mushroom has been studied in a human trial to show that when you eat just like a cup and a half, that's not very much, of blanched white button mushroom. So these are already poached in water, in hot water. You can increase the number of antibodies, IgA antibodies, in your saliva and in your mucus and your nose that protects you against the flu in the fall. So that's what we all want going into the fall. We want to eat a food that boosts our health defenses. And this is what I write about in my book, Eat to Beat Disease, and something that we know works in people, and mushrooms will do the trick. Now, here's a question. What type of mushroom is best?
Yeah.
Well, I told you white button mushrooms are great, but I'll tell you the supercharged mushroom is called the chanterelle mushroom, the golden chanterelle. And if you ever wanted to look for a really delicate, beautifully colored mushroom that they have them in the fall in almost every country, France and Italy. If you go to a specialty market, you'll find them. You can buy small ones. You can chop them up, saute them with a little shallot, a little garlic, a little olive oil, and you can just put that over an omelet, for example, and you really light up that flavor. And you also light up your immune system, so help your health defenses, light up in the fall, have some mushrooms.
Doug, does your book have recipes?
Absolutely. I've got recipes up the yin-yang.
Okay. I'm thinking to myself, someone, like as a person like myself who isn't just naturally inclined, but if I have all those resources where you're telling me how to do it, like you're like, oh, just put it on eggs. I'm like, oh, I just put it on eggs. That makes perfect sense. I'll just put it in my eggs. And all of a sudden, it's that much more accessible, something that seems so exotic. All right, Cindy is making me take a break. Doc, can you stay with us for one more segment to finish our fall immunity-boosting health and wellness power foods? We'll be right back.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you,
They're worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real, Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners, 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, we are back with Dr. William Lee, the New York Times bestselling author of Eat to Beat Disease, the New Science of How Your Body Can Heal Itself. Dr. Lee, MD, internationally renowned physician, medical researcher, absolute brilliant genius. And we are talking about foods for fall, guys. Oysters. Oysters raw, doc? Cooked? Does it matter? Why? I think zinc. Well, am I off base here? I always go to oysters for zinc.
Yeah, so listen, oysters are a good source of zinc. And oysters have been renowned for centuries for their aphrodisiac properties, right? And we normally eat oysters on the half shell. But here's the thing that's really amazing is that oysters, if you cook them down, so not raw, but cook them, and you keep on cooking them. You chop them up and you cook them down and caramelize them. So you wind up actually having this sauce. So have you ever been to a Chinese restaurant and you order something with brown sauce, oyster sauce?
Yeah.
That is actually made from real oysters. Now, they're not made from, you know, like U.S. grade oysters that you'd have on a platter on ice. They're made from what we call, you know, B grade, C grade, you know, the ones that don't make the grade to actually be served on the half shell, the ones with the cracked shells or weird looking, right? They wouldn't look good. Those in Asia are just used and cooked down into oyster sauce. Now, guess what? Here's the amazing thing. Oyster sauce not only tastes umami, like that lights up your taste bud, right? It's just really delicious to have. With veggies and almost anything that you serve with oyster sauce, it just tastes so much better. But they've actually studied oyster sauce, and it contains a polysaccharide, a natural sugar, and protein peptides in the oysters that actually activate our immune system. They actually make our immune organs grow a little bit larger. So think about like muscles that you want to actually enlarge. They actually cause your immune organs to just plump up, ready for battle, and it increases our ability of our immune system to kind of conduct surveillance to protect us, not only from infections, but also against cancer cells. And so what's not to like about oyster sauce?
Doc, what's an immune organ?
Is that like— Okay, so the organs that our immune system lives in. So where does our immune system live? Well, in the old days, well, okay, so they travel in the blood. So think about our bloodstream like the
bone marrow. They
live in our bone marrow.
Bone marrow for 200, Doc.
They live in our bone marrow, but then they also grow up in our thymus gland, in our spleen, in our lymph nodes, and in our gut. Inside the walls of our gut, our immune system is also based, so that our microbiome can talk to it. So we know pretty much the residences, the zip codes of where our immune system actually live. And oysters, the stuff in oysters and oyster sauce lights up the homes. It's kind of like, you know, like delivering groceries or delivering mail to where the immune system lives. That's what oyster sauce does. It makes them, it communicates with them, it makes them happier. So oysters, you know, if you even have them in the half shell, that's fine. But what's great is that you can just get them bottled up and you can use them to cook different dishes. If you have—
oyster sauce? Can I just buy that?
Yeah. Online, absolutely. Buy oyster sauce online. Amazon will deliver it. You can go to an Asian market. I mean, frankly, you can go to any grocery store that's got a lot of stuff and you can find oyster sauce next to the soy sauce.
Okay. And I always thought that was all processed crap. I just assumed. I was like, oh, MSG. Nope.
Well, you want to go for the premium
stuff. I'm definitely not
a
chef. Okay, this is embarrassing now. I should stop talking.
But it's easy.
Got it.
It's easy.
Now, sauerkraut, is this because it's fermented? So is this a microbiome thing?
Yeah, exactly.
And would all fermented foods work here? Or just like, all right, this is a good one to highlight? Or is there something unique about it?
Yeah, so fermented foods that are edible, that are good for you. Sauerkraut, kimchi, there are different kinds of... I mean, frankly, yogurt is a kind of fermented food as well. Yeah. All great for us, because to ferment food, what we do is we chop up stuff or we let milk sit out. And bacteria in the air naturally settle on the chopped up cabbage, for example, for sauerkraut. And we keep it. And what happens is that you think, well, bacteria in our food, that's not good for us. Well, in certain foods, and if you make sauerkraut the right way, good bacteria will start growing and they will snuff out the bad bacteria. And over time, when sauerkraut is ready to serve, it's all good bacteria. So then when we're eating it, not only are we getting the fiber, which is a prebiotic from the cabbage itself, but we're also eating the good bacteria and getting it into our gut. So ways of actually growing the ecosystem of our good, healthy gut bacteria is eating a fermented food like sauerkraut.
Okay. Now, persimmon. I don't even know which one that is. Like, I know I've heard it mentioned, but I don't even know where. Maybe a fancy restaurant.
Well, listen, if you now that you know the word persimmon,
right.
And sometimes it's called kaki, K-A-K-I. Okay. That's another Italian name for it. If you go to the produce section in the winter, all of a sudden you'll notice it because now you've become familiar with the name.
So it's a fall fruit. It's a seasonal fruit.
It's actually a late fall, winter, early winter fruit.
Okay.
It kind of looks like a tomato. It's a cross between a tomato and... let's say an apricot.
Okay.
It's got a thin skin. When it's ripe, it's really kind of soft. And in the right, and you don't want to eat the skins because they're really they're astringent, so they kind of dry out the mouth. But you can, and when they're ripe, you can actually cut them up and you can spoon it out and eat it like a pudding. If you look up on Google, persimmon and recipes, you'll find all these amazing recipes. So what's in it? Well, there is it's kind of red and orange color. It's a beautiful color, kind of
lycopene.
Like a tomato. Lycopene, and also something called beta cryptoxanthin.
All right, I didn't know that.
and
okay, no, I didn't have that, Doc. Beta cryptoxanthin.
Exactly, and you know, these are really the tongue twisters of health. And they together, along with lycopene, they activate our immune system. And so, again, a delicate, sweet winter, fall, late fall, early winter treat that's present in a lot of these old cultures that we can actually look for in our grocery store. You know, variety is the spice of health, as I say. Okay. And if you haven't tried it, give it a shot. But do look up the recipe, because you know, and you'll read about, like, you don't want to eat the skin because it's really kind of bitter and it can dry your mouth out. So you want to eat the flesh and you want to make sure that's really right. But it's really worth trying.
You know, you say variety is the spice of immunity and health. I say it's the same for fitness. Like, getting a variety in your routine is the second most important rule, second only to being consistent with your routine, because it trains your body in the most well-rounded way. You don't want to just be powerful. You need to be flexible as well. Or, you know, you need to have stability as well as mobility. It's like, it really is so important to be as healthy as possible and as fit as possible, is to get variety in your food and with your fitness regimen.
Exactly.
Pumpkin.
Another great source of carotenoids. You know, these are the same things that make carrots orange.
Carrots? I knew this one, Doc. I feel like I'm playing.
That's why she picked it.
Yeah, I'm playing a game show. I'm like, I know this. Got it? Okay. And that's vitamin A, right? The vegetable source of, plant-based source of vitamin A, right, Doc?
Right. And there's a whole series of these carotenoids that give color to our food, like that beautiful orange color. And they also give power to our immune system, and they activate our health defenses. And so when I used to think of pumpkins, you know, just kind of growing up, it was just sort of, you bought a big one, you carved it, you know, it's Halloween, you throw out all the stuff, and then, you know, then the next day after Halloween, like, you're done, one and done. But it turns out, if you go back again, I really, really believe that our food and our health and our cultures are tied together. If you look up recipes for pumpkins, you'll see that buying the tiny little baking pumpkins. Have you ever heard of baking a pumpkin?
I did find, when I was in Australia, there was a lot of pumpkin in their food, and I loved it.
And there are Middle Eastern recipes using pumpkin where they bake baby pumpkins, and then you peel, you know, they cut them, and then the hard skin on the outside just basically stays like a rind, but then you scoop out this beautiful roasted, you could put nutmeg on it, you could put cinnamon on it, you could put all kinds of great little spices and herbs, and you can serve it with other foods as well. And so, but they're not the big pumpkins that we would use for display. Okay. They're tiny little baking pumpkins. And in Europe, in Southern Europe, in the Mediterranean, they're always finding pumpkins in the fall, in the winter. And so, you know, when we're thinking about how do we actually light up our health in the fall and winter, we want to go seasonal. You know, apples, some mushrooms, pumpkins, chestnuts. That's the bounty that Mother Nature delivers to our markets during the fall and the winter.
Doc, so the seasonal eating concept, I mean, what if I'm thinking, well, if I ate it in July, wouldn't pumpkins still be good for me? Or is it simply the fact that, like, you really shouldn't be getting it in July because it's not being grown at the time of year it should be, so it wouldn't have the right nutrients, or it'd have chemicals to grow it in the wrong season? He's like, what if I want pumpkin in July? Like, just, would it not be?
If you want pumpkin in July, go for it.
Okay.
If you want pumpkin in July. On the other hand, but the general way of thinking is that plants that we eat coming from nature reach their maturity at certain times of the year.
Okay.
And that's what's called seasonal. And during their maturity, that's when all the natural chemicals that light up our health are at their peak. And so if you really want to get the best of the best,
I understand,
eat them when Mother Nature intended for them to mature.
Doc, what I would love to do, because you've mentioned so many things that I would love to branch off into, would you consider doing a series with us maybe this September? Am I putting you on the spot?
No, I'd love to do it. I think that, you know, what's really amazing is that for people who want to be fit on the inside and fit on the outside, it's food is the perfect solution. So why don't we do it?
Doc,
great.
I would love that. Everyone, right now, in the meantime, You can go and read Eat to Beat Disease, the new science of how your body can heal itself. I think I've mentioned 15 times it's a New York Times bestseller. And of course, Dr. Lee has a massive TED Talk called Can We Eat to Starve Cancer? Dr. Lee, I can't wait. We're going to brainstorm and come up with all of these really fun segments that I already know I want to cover. And you are an absolute genius. Thank you so much for coming on again. And cannot wait to have you back.
Thank you for having me. Always fun to be on the show.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.